Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, good evening, and praise the Lord to all of our listeners. I would like to welcome you to Purpose Kingdom Network for the 1028th episode. I am your host, Arthenius Jackson, with One Touch Transformation, and I'm coming to you live from the great city of Florence in the great state of South Carolina. I am so happy and so grateful that you have decided to join us for another episode. Again, my name is Arthenius Jackson, and if this is your first time joining us for this particular episode or this particular segment of One Touch Transformation, I want to welcome you and share with you a little bit about One Touch Transformation. All right, so One Touch Transformation is a nonprofit organization. It is 501c3 established. It is also my personal ministry, and it is a nonprofit organization that raises awareness for sexual abuse. Our mission is to educate the community about sexual abuse and encourage and empower all victims and survivors of sexual abuse. The organization has now been established for 5 years. We'll actually be celebrating 6 years come 2020, for this coming January, actually. So we are excited that we are still here. We are still thriving. God is still blessing us to do the work that he has set out for us to do. And so we are just excited about everything that he is doing in our lives, everything that he's doing for the community here in South Carolina. And not just here in South Carolina, we travel in different areas of South Carolina. We travel up to North Carolina and wherever, you know, this prevention and this awareness need to be shared. So we're not just limited to one area. So I want to put that out there. So if you would like more information about bringing One Touch Transformation as far as workshops and presentations and other things, that other services that we provide, please reach out to us. We want to hear from you. We want to come to you because we want to share, you know, the whole message of hope and healing. We want others who have experienced, you know, all of these traumatic experiences, we want them to experience true freedom and know that there is healing available, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There are so many people who are still suffering from the past of childhood sexual abuse or suffering from these traumatic experiences that are linked to sexual abuse, but we want all of you to know who may be still hurting or may still be dealing with past hurt, that there is healing available for you. There is freedom that is available to you. It's not just limited to me. It's not just limited to the next person, but it's for all of you who are seeking true healing, true freedom, true deliverance. God is able to do anything, any and everything. But I want you to know that healing is a decision that starts with you. No one can make that decision for you. You have to make that decision to want to be healed. You have to make it. No one can make it for you, not your parents, not your friends, not your best friends. I don't care. I don't care who cares about you that much, but you have to make that decision to want to be healed. But I am a living witness, a living testimony, and I can just reassure you over and over that God is a healer. Not only does he just heal from physical sicknesses, but he will heal from the emotional sicknesses, the mental sicknesses, whatever it is, because there are so many effects that come with being abused, so many, and it's more than just the physical effects. You have to deal with the emotional effects. You have to deal with the spiritual effects. I mean, come on. I know that You may be a believer, you may be a Christian, you may be a churchgoer, but still, it affects you in some form. And so it's not just limited to the physical sicknesses or what God can heal you from, but God can heal you from anything. And like I said, I am a living witness. And so again, thank you for joining in for tonight's episode and tonight's segment, One Touch Transformation. Tonight is going to be centered around, you know, it may sound like a simple topic, but I'm not even going to label it as a simple topic because you just never know what a listener is seeking. You never know what a listener needs. And so I'm here just to give some encouragement for all survivors. And maybe you may not have shared the experience of, you know, the traumatic experience of being sexually abused, but we have all gone through some traumatic experiences. We have gone through some hurt. We've experienced pain in some form. We've all experienced it. I mean, if you'd be lying if you never say you've never been hurt or you've never dealt with any pain or you never dealt with, you know, any type of experiences that may have caused you to hurt in, you know, ways that you never could imagine. But like I said, I'm here to give you some encouragement, and it's encouragement for all survivors, whatever you may be a survivor of. Now, although One Touch Transformation do center around sexual abuse, I would like to say that we're not only just a voice or an advocate for survivors of sexual abuse, but we are a voice for those who are just silently surviving, those who may not have found their voice, those who are still seeking healing in whatever area it may be, because everyone is dealing with something or has dealt with something in one way or another. And we know that it only takes, you know, God to bring us through whatever the situation may be. Whatever the deliverance you may be seeking, the miracle, the healing, whatever it takes God to bring us through, like completely, fully, wholeheartedly. It takes God. Only God can deliver us. Only God can heal us. Only God can bring us through. And once he brings us through, it's not just for us to keep, but our testimony is not just to keep to ourselves, but our testimony is to share with others, to share with someone who is seeking for the same healing, seeking for the same deliverance, and not just seeking for it, but longing for deliverance, longing for true freedom. So when God delivers us, when God heals us, when God brings us through whatever the situation is, it's not just for us. We can't be selfish with it, although sometimes we feel like being selfish, although sometimes we don't feel like sharing. You know, we don't feel like sharing all the time because I understand that it can become draining, and I understand that we may not be in the mode all the time. We may not be in the mood all the time, but when God brings us through certain things, it's not just for us, because there are so many other people who are waiting to hear your story, so many other people who need to hear it, who are longing to be, you know, if not where you are, but even close to where you are, or wondering how can they even make that first step to get to freedom or deliverance or healing. And so when God does deliver us, when he does set us free, because he said, whom the Son has made free, he is free indeed. And so there are people who are looking for true freedom. And sometimes it's going to come through our testimony. A lot of times it's going to come through our testimony. You never know how much your story will help the next person, how much your story will deliver the next person. So they are listening. They are watching. They are waiting. So we can't be selfish, and we can't keep it to ourselves. And that's what God has allowed me to do with my story. He has allowed me to share my story of overcoming. He has allowed me to share my story of freedom, of healing, and deliverance so that it may help someone else. I don't know who may be listening right now and who needs to hear it, or who may be experiencing the hurt of abuse or past hurt or past abuse or past child abuse. I don't know who's listening even right now. I never know who is in the audience. I never know who is under the sound of my voice and they need to hear what I've experienced or what God has brought me through. But if I never know, God knows. And it may not even be, you know, a huge crowd. It may not be a huge platform, but that doesn't even matter, because you don't need a huge platform to encourage someone. You don't need a huge platform to share your testimony or to share your story, because the power of your story, it will do the work. It will do what God wants it to do. It's just amazing how God works. He's so strategic with everything. He already knows. He already knows the things that's going to come out of your mouth and how it's going to deliver someone else, how much your story is going to impact the next person. That's why it's so important for us to share what God has done. It's so important. We can't just walk around and bottle it up and keep it to ourselves, but we've got to go out and share it with the world, share the goodness of God. And it's exciting whenever you can just share and encourage what God has done for you, what God has brought you through. I mean, what is the point of God delivering you if you never share it with anyone else? His deliverance, your deliverance that he provides through you shows what he is capable of doing. When someone is at their last wit, when someone is ready to give up, when someone is ready to throw in the towel and they hear your story, they hear what God has done, you never know what that does for them. That completely changes the way they think, the way they feel about themselves, the way they feel about what God can do. And we hear it sometimes, or maybe you've never heard it, but we hear it, that some people will never experience, you know, God in a church setting. They may not go to church. They may not be the ones who read their Bible. But if they can just hear your story, if they can see God work through you, if they can see what you're able to do even after what you've experienced, that just might be enough just for them to change their lives and for their minds to change, for their hearts and their minds to be transformed just by what they see through you, through the words that you say. God is amazing, and he does some amazing things just through ordinary people like you and I. It's nothing that we have done, nothing that we even deserve, but God's grace and his mercy that he provides to us, it allows us to show the goodness of him. It allows us to show what he is capable of doing. You know, I can go on and talk about how God works and how amazing he is, how great he is, how awesome he is. But if I never display it through what he allows me to do, you know, it's just all words. And so my encouragement, just to start off for tonight, my encouragement is just watch what God has done, what he is doing, and what he will do in the life of, you know, others. In the life of others. I'm not talking about what we read in the Bible, but I'm talking about everyday people, just everyday people. We see it in just what we would call ordinary people. God would take ordinary people and do some extraordinary things, do some amazing things. And you just never know how much that encourages the next person. So the other day, I think it was yesterday, actually, I did a post on Facebook. I drove down to the beach, worked in a coffee shop for that morning and that afternoon, and I just began to think about, you know, how God has done some amazing things in my life, how he keeps me going from day to day, you know, as a survivor. And if this is your first time listening, I'm just going to give you a little bit of background about myself. I'm 32 years old. I'll actually be 33 next month. So I am excited about approaching, as I call it, my Jesus year. I'll be 33 next month. And at the age of 6, I was sexually abused by a family member. And I never said a word about it until 20 years later. So at 26, I shared my story for the first time with my family and for the first time publicly. So I never knew the effects of sexual abuse until I actually started dealing with it head on as an adult. And sometimes I always say, you know, when I'm on a public platform or whenever I'm sharing my story, a lot of times I'll say that the abuse was the easy part of it. And those of you who have shared this experience, you may understand why I say that. But the abuse was the easy part. That was the easiest part about the whole ordeal. But the hardest part was dealing with it as an adult, because you spend years suppressing what happened, and you try to put it as far to to the back of your mind as you can and pretend that it never happened. And you suppress all of these feelings, you suppress all of these emotions. And as a child, you know, your mind is still developing. So experiencing something so traumatic as that is just mind-blowing, and you can't handle it mentally because your mind is still developing. And you're confused because you know you think you didn't do anything wrong, or you know you didn't do anything wrong, but when you're abused by a so-called responsible adult, then it confuses things. You can't handle it mentally. So you suppress all of those thoughts and attempt to deal with it on your own and don't say anything about it. And as you grow and as you develop, things begin to feel, you know, still confusing as an adult because you're not able to handle emotions, I guess, quote unquote, normally, and everything is just off whack. It's just thrown off. So as an adult, as you're attempting to deal with your emotions and feelings, well, for me, I was trying to figure out why I was the way that I was, why I thought the way that I did, why I acted the way that I did. And, you know, I've shared my story plenty of times on the radio in this particular segment. So you can go back and listen to it. I'm not going to go into too many details about the experiences, but just know that there were some experiences that were just, I guess you would say, I don't even know how to really explain it, but the experiences as an adult, the effects of it was just horrible and confusing, and it just felt like I felt like I wasn't normal. That's the best way I can put it. I felt like something was wrong with me because I just didn't understand what was going on in my head, did not know what was going on inside, but attempted to continue to live life as a normal Christian, especially, you know, still attending church, still, you know, faithful in the church and doing everything that I was taught to do and still dealing with this past hurt, you know, whenever it came to mind, but still not saying anything about it. So I had all of these internal things going on. And so that's why I said it was easier dealing with the abuse itself versus dealing with the effects of it as an adult. And so once I finally broke my silence and shared my story for the first time, it was one of the hardest things that I had to do, one of the hardest things, sharing it with my family. But again, it was the best decision that I made. It was the best, I guess, first step. It's the best step that you take when it comes to healing. So, number one, I shared my story. I let it off my chest, release the hurt, release the burden, and, you know, with those who support, those who cared. And so after releasing it, I felt, you know, some relief. I felt better, and I was glad that I did. Then the next step I took was going to counseling and therapy. So I went through counseling and therapy for a few months, and again, felt better, which was another decision you have to make. After counseling and therapy, I began to share my story even more. And so once I completed, you know, my counseling sessions, that's when I knew that I needed more and I wanted to do more. There was something that I knew I needed to do. And I guess this was God's way of stirring up the gift or my baby, One Touch Transformation. So I started One Touch Transformation in hopes of offering help to others and healing to others, but also providing more healing to myself, because I knew the more that I shared my story, the more that I helped someone else, that it will provide some additional healing to me. And it did, and it has been for the past 5 years, so I am grateful for that. And so even after starting One Touch Transformation and going through 5 years, being able to share my story and provide hope and healing for others, I have realized so much on this journey. I realized how amazing God is, and like I said, how strategic He is with everything. And so yesterday, while I was at the beach doing some work, these words, you know, I started thinking about the goodness of God and, you know, how I was feeling at the moment. And so I wrote, I am not just a survivor. I am a daughter of the great I am. I am an overcomer, a thriver, a warrior, and a lover of God. I advocate for both victims and survivors of sexual abuse, including the silent survivors. My desire is for all survivors to experience true freedom. I'm a living testimony of surviving childhood sexual abuse, and I promise to share my story in order to help others heal. It's never been about revenge, but all about healing. God is amazing, and so is his love. And he's the reason I'm still here and able to do what I do. And, you know, all of that came from the heart right then and right there. And as I began to just reflect on all that God has done, all that he has brought me through, I can't help but love him even more and want to do even more for him and to help others even more. Because I know what it is to feel like you're alone and to feel like you're the only one experiencing this, or to feel like no one cares and no one loves you. But I'm here to encourage you that you are not alone. You are not by yourself. And I know it sounds cliche to hear that God is always with you, but he is. He is with you, even when you feel like he's not there, when it seems like you can't feel him, when it feels like he's not helping you, but he really is. And when in those moments when it feels like he's not there, or when it feels like there is no one around or no one cares, no one loves you, just trust me. Trust me and know that God is preparing you to do some great things. He is preparing you to help so many people. You may not understand it right now. You may not feel it right now, but I promise you, trust me. Trust me and believe that God is, he is preparing you. He is preparing you to become that warrior that he sees in you. You may not see yourself as a warrior right now based on where you are, but there is a warrior inside of you. There is an overcomer inside of you. There is a thriver inside of you. The great I am is inside of you, and he is destined you to do great things. He is destined you to do great things. He already knows the plans that he has for you. Had you not gone through what you have gone through, you will not be able to do what God is preparing you to do. And I can't help but think about all that I had to go through, all that I had to endure, every emotion, every feeling, every heartache, everything. It prepared me for what I'm doing right now. It prepared me into the woman that I am now. I did not see this 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and God knows I did not even think about this 20 years ago. That's how I know God is strategic. His ways are not like our ways. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. He has everything figured out. You know, he tells us that he knew us even in our womb. He knows the plans. He knows everything that he has lined out for us. So that's how I know, and that's why I believe more now than ever that God is just so strategic. And we just have to trust his plan. We have to trust what he has in store for us. We have to trust the, you know, every outline. Trust everything. Because he already has it figured out. We'll waste our time trying to figure it out ourselves. We can't do it. No matter how hard we try. We'll go in circles trying to figure things out. But as long as we just sit back and let God lead us, let him be the driver and we take the back seat, everything will work out just fine. And I am learning that more and more every day, how if we just let God take the driver's seat and we just sit back, just let him lead, just let him lead. And he will not steer us in the wrong direction. He will not take us down know, any road that we're not able to go through or go down, he's going to help us along the way. He's going to help us along the way. And I wouldn't be saying this if I hadn't gone through it. I mean, I told you already that I can't be selfish with it. I don't want to be selfish with it because God has given me this testimony. He has given me such an amazing story to share with amazing people like you. You are an amazing warrior. You are an amazing overcomer, an amazing survivor, an amazing thriver. And God is, he's preparing you to do the same thing that I'm doing, which is just to witness to others, share your story. Now, when we look up the definition of a survivor, you know, it gives, you know, a person remaining alive after an event in which others have died. That's one definition. And we, you know, we see these type of survivors such as through storms, any kind of accident, traumatic storms, traumatic accidents, things like that. And, you know, quite naturally, someone who didn't die in it, they're a survivor. But we're not talking about those natural accidents or natural storms, but we're talking about these emotional storms, these mental storms, these experiences that can cause us to just lose it. Like, and when I say lose it, I mean lose our mind. And believe me, there are victims who don't make it out. And partly because they are so, you know, ruined and destroyed mentally and emotionally. And it's hard for them to make it out. Because anytime our mind is destroyed or our mind is gone, that pretty much takes everything else. And those experiences, those traumatic experiences, when they take control of your mind, it does something to you. It does something to you. I know. And if you're not able to, you know, break through mentally and emotionally, then it's hard for you to overcome. It's hard for you to become a survivor. And but then the other part of the definition is that a person who copes well with difficulties in their life. A person who copes well with difficulties in their life. But I don't want you to just cope with it. I don't want you to just cope with it. Because to me, I feel like coping with it is you're still dealing with it and in some way still kind of trying to suppress it. And sometimes when we cope with some things, it's not always healthy. But my definition of a survivor is not allowing what you've experienced to dictate your future or dictate your destiny, dictate what God has prepared for you, dictate where God wants you to go. You're no longer allowing what happened to you to control who you are or who God has called you to be or control where you are going. When you are a true survivor, you take control of your past and not let your past take control of you. Because when we allow our past to take control of who we are, then there's no telling what we will do. There's no telling what we will become. There's no telling what decisions we will make. But when we are able to take control of our past, then we are able to overcome. We are able to survive. We are able to thrive. We're able to become that warrior. That's what a survivor is. That's what surviving is all about. And it's not just a, you know, one-time thing. Because healing is a process. Healing is a process. Everyone's journey is totally different. So you cannot judge someone else's healing by, you know, you can't judge your healing by someone else's. You heal on your own terms. However God will take you through your healing journey, that's for you. It's tailored just for you. Your healing may not look like mine. My healing is not going to look like anyone else's. The timing is going to be different. Everyone does not heal the same way, and it does not heal at the same time. So just be patient. Trust the process. Trust the process that God takes you through during your healing journey. And don't get so caught up in looking at others and looking at others' process. You can't get caught up in it because then you will lose track of what God is trying to do for you or where God is taking you. So do know that your healing does not look like the next person. Your process is not going to be the same as the next person. Your journey is not going to be the same as someone else's journey. So trust the process. But do know that, you know, healing is a process and that God, he's going to be with you along the way. Your healing and your journey is what prepares you to become that warrior on the other side. It's what prepares you to become who God is preparing you to become, who he has called you to be. Look, he already knows the outcome. He already knows what you're going to do. We don't see it right then, but we trust him at his word. We trust him in that process. We trust him while we're waiting and while we're healing. He's continuing to strengthen us. He's continuing to make us and to mold us and to shape us into that warrior. So do know that he is taking you through. And it's not going to be so easy. It's not going to be easy. Healing is not an easy process. It's not a fun process either. It's not fun and it's not easy, but I promise you it is so worth it. Because when you come out on the other side, it's going to blow your mind of the things that you're able to do. And what blows my mind the most, I'm going to tell you what blows my mind the most. Now, what blows my mind the most is when I look back and I think about where I started and where I am now, the way I talked back then and the way I talk right now. I can look back on some old journal entries and just can remember how I felt, remember where I was. But when I think about where God has brought me and where I am now, I mean, suppressing those experiences, those moments for 20 long years, not knowing how to love myself, not being satisfied with who I was, not loving who I was, not, you know, so many effects, everything that just occurred because of being abused. When I think back and just look at who I was, and look at who I am now, that makes me love God even more. That makes me want to do more for him because I want others to experience this same feeling, this same true feeling, this same true freedom and true healing, because I know if God did it for me, he can do it for you. There is nothing that God cannot do. Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. He has done so many great things. And sure, we have all of the examples in the Bible, but we have so many examples even today. And that's what I love about God, because he is the same God back then as he is today. The same God. He never changes. So the same healing, the same miracles and deliverance that he provided for those back then, he's doing the same thing today. He may be going about in different ways, but he's still providing healing. He's still providing deliverance. And he has done it for me, so I know he can do it for you. He can do it for you. Amen. I bless God. I bless God, and I praise him just for who he is and everything he has done. His grace is so sufficient. I mean, his mercy, it endures every morning. He continues to show his unfailing love. So I have no other choice but to live for him. I have no other choice but to share my testimony, to share my story. Because I know what he is capable of doing. I know what he can do because he has done it for me. And I know I'm not the only person that he has done some great things for. You might be listening tonight, and I know he's done some great things for you. So don't sit on it. Don't sit on your story. Don't sit on that testimony. God needs to use your testimony. He needs to use your story. Amen, amen, amen. Bless God. Bless God. Thank you, Jesus. If you're just now joining in, I want to thank you for tuning in for Purpose Kingdom Network for this segment of One Touch Transformation. I'm your host, Arthenius Jackson, and we are just giving some encouragement for survivors. Now, although One Touch Transformation focuses on sexual abuse prevention and awareness, we are here for whatever you are a survivor of, whatever you have dealt with in the past, whatever you may be dealing with right now. I don't know, because we all deal with so many things, so many things, so many things. If at any time that you would like to call in and share what, you know, the amazing things that God has done in your life, do feel free to call in. That number is 319-527-6091. Again, 319-527-6091, and press the number 1, and we will bring you on the line. God is just so amazing. He has done some amazing things in all of our lives, and as a survivor, as an overcomer, as a thriver, and as a warrior, there's so much that I can just share what God has done and what he has brought me through. You know, even when it came to the point where I wanted to take my own life, when I felt like I was alone and there was no way out, you know, those suicidal thoughts, I'm telling you, God is amazing. I know what it's like. I know what it feels like when you feel like you were trapped and there's no way out. There's no one that you can talk to, no one that you can go to. And you know what? And not even that. So on top of feeling so alone, on top of having those suicidal thoughts, on top of feeling like I was trapped and there was no way out, get this, I was still going to church every weekend. Every weekend. Singing. Doing praise and worship every weekend and still feeling trapped. So I know what it feels like even as a believer. Sometimes as believers, we don't want to be transparent or become vulnerable with others. But even as believers, sometimes we are attacked at the mind. We are attacked emotionally and mentally. But you know what? God is still bigger than that. He's still bigger than that. There's nothing that our God cannot do, nothing that he can't deliver us from, even as believers. And we must understand that just because we are believers or just because we are Christians, it does not mean that nothing will ever attack us, nothing will ever, especially our mind, because we know that's what the enemy is after the most. He's after our mind because he knows if he gets our mind, then we can easily fall into the other traps. But God is stronger. He has more power. He has more power. And you know what? He has given us that same power to overcome, to have that authority, even over the enemy when he tries to overtake our mind. And one scripture that I always would go to during my journey while I was going through my healing process, and I still reflect back on this scripture. I still read it every now and then because it speaks so much to me. It lets me know how amazing God still is, and it also allows me to reflect again on who I was and who I am right now. Who I was and who I am are totally different. Two different people. I am not the same woman that I was even just 6 years ago, or I should say 7 years ago, because I broke my silence in 2013. So I am not the same woman who I was even 7 years ago. And I know God is still molding me. He's still, you know, he's still just strengthening me each day, every day and every night. I pray for the strength of God. I pray for these three things: his strength, is joy, and is peace. Those are the three main things that I need every single day. His strength, his joy, and his peace. I cannot get through the day without those three things. It takes the strength of God. It takes the peace of God. And it takes his joy. Even during the most chaotic day, I will not allow it to lose my joy. I will not allow it to make me lose my joy. I refuse to allow anything to take away those three things. The strength, the joy, and the peace. So I want to read the scripture, the one that allows me to reflect on who I was and who I am. And I want to encourage you that you will not be the same. You may feel like you are one person right now. You may feel like you are weak. You may feel like you are alone. You may feel like there is no way out. But let me encourage you with this scripture. 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, "For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever." I'm going to read it again. It says, "For our present troubles." And another version says, "Our light and momentary troubles," or "our light momentary affliction." This, which you are experiencing right now, is light. This that feels like it's going to last forever, it won't. You may be experiencing it right now, but it's not going to last very long. But it's preparing you for an eternal weight of glory, an eternal weight of glory that outweighs them all. This eternal weight of glory is going to outweigh every trouble that you are experiencing right now, or what you are feeling right now. It's going to outweigh all of that. This life thing that you're going through, this light affliction, this light trouble, is nothing, because what God is preparing to produce out of you, that glory that he's going to show through you, man, it's going to outweigh everything that you're feeling right now, everything that you are experiencing. It's not even going to be able to compare to what God is going to do with you. I didn't see it right then, and I know you may not see it right now, but I promise you, once you get to the other side of what God produces out of you, it's not even going to compare. You're going to look back years later and say, what an awesome God we serve. What an amazing God we serve. I mean, right now, it may feel like, God, I'm not going to make it out of this. I hate how I'm feeling. I hate this, what I'm experiencing. I hate this, what I'm feeling. God, help me, God, help me. And he will. But I'm telling you, once you get through those light afflictions, once you get through those troubles, and you experience the glory of God, the word said it outweighs them all. It goes beyond, doesn't even compare to what you've experienced. Everything. And I can honestly say, everything that I've experienced from the age of 6 up until even 7 years ago, it doesn't even compare to what God has done and what he is doing right now. What he is doing right now, it continues to amaze me, continues to blow my mind when I think about what I am able to do. Years ago, I would have never imagined sharing my story. I would have never imagined just releasing this hurt and this pain. But with the help of God, with his strength, with his joy, and with his peace, he has allowed me to do it without shame, without fear, as a warrior, as a daughter of the great I Am. And he's going to do the same thing for you. He's going to do the same thing for you. He's producing a warrior. Even in this moment, even during this painful moment, during the hurt that you're feeling, the pain that you're feeling, he is producing a warrior, an overcomer. Even as you're hearing the words that are coming out of my mouth, this light affliction that you're experiencing, this light hurt, this light pain, it's nothing for God. It's small in his eyes. He tells us that whatever we ask in his name, he will do it. He will do it. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. God is saying, whatever you need for him to do, whatever you need from him, whether it's salvation, whether it's healing, deliverance, a miracle, true freedom, says it shall be done unto you. Seek him, abide in him, take him at his word. He tells us with his stripes we are healed. And a lot of times I say it's not just limited to the physical sicknesses or physical ailments, but those emotions, those mental illnesses, whatever you need, he said, it shall be done unto you. Whatever you are seeking for, even tonight. Tonight can be the night that you experience healing, experience true freedom, and experience deliverance. You've heard my testimony. You've heard what God has done for me. And I know he'll do the same for you. And so whatever you need for him to do, I ask that you get it in your mind, get it on your heart, and just begin to cry out to God. Cry out to him. Let him know what you need from him. He is right there knocking at your door. Just let him in and let him do the work. Let him work in your life. Allow him to cleanse you. Allow him to transform your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. He can give you a new mind. Allow him to enter into your heart so that true freedom and true healing and true deliverance can begin to work in your life. But only you can make that decision. I had to make that decision. And only you can make the decision. I can want you to make that decision all night. But only you can make that decision. God isn't even going to force himself on you. He's not going to force you to make the decision to allow him in. But he's waiting right there. He's waiting for you. He's not leaving. Because he said, I'm not going to leave you. Neither will I forsake you, but he's going to be standing right there. So allow him to come into your heart so that he can begin to work in your life. Make that decision right now, this moment. Let this night be your night. And we're going to go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for even sending your son to die for our sins. God, we thank you for being a forgiving God. God, we thank you for how you cleansed us and how you just continue to give us grace and mercy each day. God, it's nothing that we've done, but God, we just thank you for being so faithful. And God, I pray for those who are seeking you even in this moment. God, I pray that you enter into their hearts, enter into their minds. And God, I ask that you renew their minds. God, cleanse them from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. God, I know that there is nothing too hard for you. God, provide that true healing, provide that true deliverance, and provide true freedom in the name of Jesus. God, I speak healing. God, I speak healing. I speak deliverance, and I speak freedom over every man, every woman under the sound of my voice who is seeking it, even in this hour, in the name of Jesus. God, I speak life. Those who are experiencing suicidal thoughts, those who are experiencing any negative mental decisions, God, I speak life in the name of Jesus. I come against any suicidal thoughts. I come against anyone who may be contemplating taking their lives in the name of Jesus. God, renew their minds. Transform their minds. God, help them to know that you love them and that you care. God, if you did it for me, God, I know that you can do it for them. In the name of Jesus, stretch out your loving arms. Wrap your loving arms around them and comfort them and strengthen them. Give them that joy, that peace, and the strength that you provide each and every day. In the name of Jesus. God, I pray for those who are dealing with the pain of the past. God, I pray for those who may be even dealing with abuse right now. God, I pray that you deliver in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for every survivor. God, continue to strengthen them. Continue to allow them to survive each day, to continue their healing journey. God, continue to allow them to do the work that you have allowed them to do, that you have called them to do. In the name of Jesus, continue to raise up those warriors. Continue to raise up those overcomers. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We bless your name. God, you have been so good. You have been so great. You're an amazing God. You are an awesome God, and you continue to do amazing things, and we thank you for that. We bless your name, and we forever give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all of the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we're going to have our announcements for Purpose Kingdom Network. And I'll be right back to close us out. Hallelujah. Okay. Waiting for our announcements. Great. So while we're waiting for our announcements, I will go ahead and thank all of our listeners who are listening online. If you would like more information about One Touch Transformation, you can check out our website at www.onett.me. And you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We would like to hear from you if you have any questions, any concerns, or if you'd like to invite us to come and do any workshops or presentations, please reach out to us. We have, you know, had the privilege and the honor to go into a few churches and do what we call Spark the Convo, where we, you know, meet with leaders of the churches or anyone who may be working with children's ministry or who would like to know more information about how to help those who are hurting in the congregation. We have a Spark the Convo presentation where we also bring in local resources within the community. So wherever you are located, we connect with those local resources to let the pastors and leaders and all of those who would like to know more information. We let them know what's available in the community because we know that there are so many of our sisters and brothers who are still dealing with the past of, you know, of hurt and abuse. And so we want to make sure that we are looking out for our sisters and brothers and showing them the way and helping them to experience true freedom and true healing. So again, you can find us at www.onetp.me and find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Some of our events that we do have coming up next month, we'll be having our fourth annual Little Black Dress event, which is an awareness event, but also a scholarship fund event. We will donate our proceeds towards the African American Faculty and Staff Coalition Yvonne Davis Scholarship Fund, which is part of Francis Mary University's scholarship. This is our, like I said, our fourth annual. Tickets are available on Eventbrite, and you can go to our Facebook page to find out more information about that. Tickets are $25. If you're not able to attend, you're not in the area, you feel free to donate. You can donate through PayPal or donate through our Cash App, which is OneTouch OTP. Also, next month, we will be recognizing all of our girls who have completed 12 weeks of the Butterfly Effect Mentoring Program, which is a program for young girls ages 6 to 15. We meet with these young ladies for 12 weeks throughout the school semester or throughout the fall and spring semester. And so this fall semester, we've had the privilege of working with 17 young girls in three different locations in the PD area here in Florence. And we'll be recognizing those young ladies December the 8th. And that will take place in Florence. And we're excited about, you know, the program because it's continuing to grow. And we just can't wait until we are able to expand in other areas. And, again, you can find out more information about the Butterfly Effect on Facebook. Just type in the Butterfly Effect Mentoring Program. But all of this is on the One Touch Transformation website. So any questions or any more additional information that you need to know about One Touch Transformation, you can find everything on the website. For more information about me, you can find me on Facebook as well under Arthenius Jackson, or visit my website, which is arthenius.com. That's Arthenius. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I would love to chat with you if you have any questions, you know, if you would like me to come for any speaking engagements, any singing engagements. I am a singer, songwriter. I do have a couple of songs out on iTunes, so please feel free to download those two songs or check it out on Spotify. The name of the songs are Fight and Butterfly, and I hope that you enjoy both of them when you listen to them. Let's see. I'm going to check back and see. Is Brother Rob there for our announcements, or are we going to go ahead and close out?
Praise the Lord. No, Brother Rob is not here, but I am here to bring our announcements this evening. We bless God for Minister Arthenius Jackson and One Touch Transformation and just the ministry of love that God has brought her to. And we bless God for it. A word of encouragement for survivors. If you are out there this evening and you have been listening in and you said the prayer of salvation and you've given your life to Christ, we encourage you to find the Bible Believing Teaching Preaching Sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But if for some reason you cannot bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting with Warriors of Christ at 9 p.m. And the host is Minister Dominique Cutson. Again, that is Warriors of Christ at 9 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email our comments, questions, suggestions, and concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We would love to pray with you. We would love to pray for you. And if you are one out there who is living the life of a solid survivor, you have survived the abuse that has been bestowed upon you, but you have not yet found the place to tell your story. Please continue to listen in, and Minister Arthenius will give you information about where you can go, who you can talk to, as well as how to continuously follow her right here on Purpose Kingdom. And also, she thought I forgot about it. The Lord has opened another door for her, and she will be giving us that information also about another broadcast that she will be doing. So we bless God. We thank God for each and every one of you. Minister Arthenius, the ministry is back in your hands.
Thank you for those announcements, and I hope, you know, those of you who are listening tonight will try to join in tomorrow night. And just want to give a couple of resources that may be helpful for those of you, as you mentioned, maybe silent survivors. If you are not ready to speak up publicly, which is perfectly fine because not everyone has to share their story publicly, I choose to do it because God has, He's equipped me to do so, and you never know, you get there one day too. But if not, I encourage everyone who has experienced sexual abuse to speak up and reach out to someone and share your story. One way that you can share your story or reach out or get help, you can call the National Sexual Assault Hotline. And this is if you, you know, want to share it with someone who may not know you, because I know how difficult it is just speaking up for one or sharing it with someone. The fear of judgment, the fear of, you know, just anything. You never know what someone is thinking, what's going on in their head. So if you need to share it with someone that who knows nothing about you, and if that's the way you want to share it, feel free. Just speak up. You can call the National Sexual Assault Hotline, and that number is 1-800-656-4673. Another way that you can speak up or reach out for help, you can go to the website rainn.org. That's rainn.org. And you can do it two ways. You can chat with someone online or text someone, or you can type in, excuse me, your zip code, and it will take you or bring up the nearest rape crisis center. And you can find out what's near in your area, call that number or visit that location. And again, it's a judge-free zone, a safe space where you can share your story or speak up and reach out and get help. I encourage everyone to seek help. It is the first decision that you need to make or that you should make. I strongly recommend you sharing your story, because I promise you, you are not alone, and it will make your process so much easier having someone to go along with you on this journey. For any male survivors, there's a website for you as well, and it's called 1in6.org. It's the number 1in and the number 6.org, because we know that it's not just happening to girls or women, or it didn't just happen to girls and women, but we have male survivors as well. And so my heart goes out to you, and I want you too to experience freedom and healing and deliverance, and it is available to you as well. And maybe you want to find out how you can support other survivors or support these survivors. One way is to support the local rape crisis centers. Just volunteer your time, speak up, be an advocate, whatever it takes, share a status, share a picture, share a post. If you know that it's happening, speak up. Don't just be a bystander. We all have a responsibility to speak up or to advocate, to protect, especially our children, because children, they can't speak up for themselves, but we can be a voice for them, and we can definitely be a voice for all victims and survivors. And also, as she stated, I will be broadcasting on another show soon. I'll still be here with Blog Talk Radio, and also I want to put this out there that I am so grateful for this platform, which has allowed me to see how strategic God is again. But as, you know, the day gets closer to the first show, I will let you guys know. It is called The Teal Elephant, And like I said, I will let you know more and more about it as we get closer to the airing time of it. But I'm just so grateful for all of you who tune in tonight. And I pray that someone was blessed, someone was encouraged, and someone, you know, just will make the decision to start their healing journey. But until next time, I pray that you have a wonderful night. I love you. God loves you. And just continue to be encouraged. All right. Y'all have a good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.